Hi, this is Warwick Davis, and you're listening to the 5E Filibuster.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Friday Filibuster. I am Judge David Johnson, as usual, joined by Judge Mac McIntyre.
Hello there.
And it's a two-man show tonight, so, today actually, you'd be theoretically listening to this in the daytime, so we will get you prepped and ready for your weekend in a very brief, engaging, quirky, lighthearted fashion. So let's get right to it, Mac, and I want you to give us your weekly report.
All right, not too much exciting happening, although, remember a couple of weeks ago I was talking about this movie, The Clock?
Yeah.
It's a 24-hour-long movie made
that's
up
right.
of
yes.
footage of clocks from other movies.
Yeah.
That's done in real time.
Have you subjected yourself to it?
Well, I was so excited when I learned that The Clock was coming to Boston, and I couldn't wait to go see it. Turns out the tickets are $200 each.
What?
Yeah, no, $200 to see a movie that's nothing but clocks.
So they charge by the hour, I guess?
I guess so, yeah. Well, you know, I was trying to figure if that evens out to, like, the cost of, like, you know, 12 two-hour movies.
Yikes.
So, yeah, kind of having second thoughts about...
Yeah, I think you choose wisely. There's, you know, if you want to flush your money down the toilet, find a charity or, you know, or actually literally flush it down the toilet. You'd probably get more entertainment out of it.
It just buys. That's a lot to live up to.
Well, it is rocking. It's rocking at 52% on Rotten Tomatoes right now. Yeah. So, I mean, I guess that's not terrible.
And director Marcus
Nispel. Which one did he do? What did he direct before?
He did the Texas Chainsaw remake.
And something else, right?
And he did Pathfinder.
Ah, yes. Pathfinder, another movie on paper, which I should love, but didn't do anything for me. Part of it was... It was impossible to see the action. It was so dark. So much of that stuff was dark. But
yeah, the second half of the movie was better than the first.
Well, here's a few quotes here. This is sounding pretty good. Nonstop blood and guts action aimed at game boys and emotionally stunted lovers of adolescent fantasy. Sign me up. And that was a fresh review. So, yeah. Who knows? We'll see what happens. All right. Though the adventure gushes with blood, there's an amateur C-section on the battlefield. It's also packed with thrills and sexy romance. This cinematic protein shake does precisely what it sets out to do. It's violent, it's dumb, it's fun, and it is content. And that kind of goes to our arguments for Cowboys and for Battle LA. Does it achieve what it sets out to do, right?
True.
All right, well, we shall see.
But, you know, if that's not your cup of tea and you're looking for something else to do this weekend, another thing big happening in Boston is the first ever Twilight Convention in Boston.
Uh-huh. First, really? Is it like an official Twilight Convention?
I don't know if it's the first, but it's 2011 official Twilight Convention. So.
All right. So are they going to have actual, like, the Twilight stars there? Theoretically?
Let's see. I'm looking at the website here. They are. They've got the guy who played Dr. Carlisle Cullen and the girl who played Emily, one of the guys who played one of the Wolf Pack.
Great.
So, big stars. Yeah.
Don't know what that means. So, okay, great. So there you go. Couple choices for you.
Tons of merchandise and get your... picture taken with the guy who looks like Edward.
Not great.
I'm sure it'll be a rocking good time.
Sure will be, too. Okay, well, moving on, let's talk about stuff we are currently working on for the site. So what do you have in the hopper, Mac?
Just this week I finished up the latest Ben 10.
It's been a while since we heard about it.
It's been a little while, yeah.
Ben 10.
Really enjoyed this new batch of episodes. You know, because in the previous release... It was a lot of really just, you know, high drama, you know, where the fate of the universe was at stake and the former best friends were now bitter enemies and had to fight to the death. And then they all went beyond the borders of time and space to commune with the celestial sapiens. And so after all that craziness, they kind of scale things back, these new episodes. And it's like, okay, let's just have some fun with the show again. And so we get some more kind of down-to-earth, I hesitate to say grounded episodes because this is still Ben 10. There's still aliens shooting laser beams at each other. But more down-to-earth, more just sort of simpler character-based episodes. But it's kind of what the show needs, you know, after all the big epic arcs is, you know, some more character-based stuff. So it was really good. I don't know what more I can convince you guys to say. You know, Ben 10 is just some really great television. They're doing some exciting stuff.
All right. Well, there's nothing more you can do. I guess it's just the ball's in our court now. You know, we have to act. So we have to take the first step. Like Apex Tech says, you know, can't call us. You got to make the first step. Anything else?
That was all for this week. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see. The assorted shenanigans. A movie called Lizard Boy.
Okay.
Here we go. Airwolf the Movie.
The
Movie, which was the slightly altered, sort of uncut version of the TV pilot movie. It was aired overseas as a standalone film. And as far as I can tell, the only changes, they're very slight, but they mostly involve adding, like, the F word here and there. There's, like, heavy-duty swearing. So I got to say, unless you're an absolutely pathological Airwolf completist like I am, then I'm not sure this merits a purchase. You get an interview with Ernest Borgnine, if that floats your boat. But it's just, like, the video quality is just terrible. And it's really, the audio quality is pretty bad, too. So, yeah, I don't know. I still love Airwolf to death, but I don't think this particular release has enough new stuff in it.
Yeah, it seems to me, I mean, why even release this if it's already on, the pilot is already on the season one?
Again, set. For completeness, so it's slightly different, you know, slightly reorganized, but, you know, certainly nothing that jumped out at me as being, no Han Solo with Jabba the Hutt scene that was taken out, you know, nothing like that, so.
And it's not like Airwolf the remake or the adaptation or anything?
No, nothing like that. And last thing, I guess, I'll give a shout-out. I've reviewed a lot of these, and you probably edited a lot of these, Mac, these Maneater series movies, you know, the sci-fi original films.
Oh, yeah.
And they're released under the Maneater label. And more often than not...
franchise.
Yeah, more often than not, they're not enjoyable experiences. But I just reviewed one called Roadkill. And, again, looks terrible on its face, but it's not too shabby.
Really?
Bunch of teens in a motorhome driving around Ireland. Some gypsies curse them, and they get stalked by this giant bird of prey, which is just humongous, and, you know, eats them and decapitates them and stuff. So the gore effects aren't bad. The CGI was surprisingly decent. So usually in these movies, you're talking, you know, the Apple IIe rendering these.
Exactly. Yeah.
So the director actually seemed to have some skills, and he was able to work with his lower budgeted CGI creation and, you know, use some angles to help cover the flaws. But not too bad. So I know that's kind of a soft endorsement, but compared to the other stuff that's been released on this label, it's like a ringing thumbs up.
Well, could this mean, you know, we could start seeing a turnaround in these sci-fi original movies?
I'm going to say 99.5% no. So, okay. Yeah, not happening. All right, but that's about it of interest, I would say. So we're rocketing right through here, Max. So what's our next stop?
Sure, let's take a look at what's coming out next week on DVD and Blu-ray. And you at home can play along. We're going to go to DVDverdict.com, click on the upcoming DVD releases tab. There we will scroll down to the cover art gallery for August 23rd. I'm just going to take a look at what's on the list and see what excites us.
Hey, there's Battle New York Day 2. I didn't know there was a Battle New York Day 1. Is this from our friends at the Asylum, perhaps?
Probably.
Oh, it's not. It's actually not. But it does look like aliens and whatnot.
Yeah, looks like General Grievous is a big wheel thing you drove around in.
From the producers of Pandora Machine and Clone Hunter, and I am... I must admit to you, I watched and reviewed Clone Hunter. So that actually means something to me.
Season one of The Event.
You stuck with that for a while, didn't you?
I bailed on, I think, the third episode.
Okay. Okay. Boy, they must have just taken a bath on that show. They marketed the heck out of it, you know?
They did, yeah. It's not coming back next year, right? Or is it?
I don't think so.
I don't know either. Yeah, it's like they were trying so hard to make everything so dramatic and so mysterious that it was too much. You know? The scene that cracked me up was the president is meeting with all his advisors, and the one advisor says, you know, Mr. President, you can't trust that woman. And he says, why? And the advisor says, I can just feel it in my bones.
Oh, great.
If the president of the United States asks you a question, you should come up with a better, concrete answer than I can feel it in my bones.
Give some data. Oh, do a PowerPoint at least. Now, if you jump to the bottom here, Mac, there's a movie I've heard a lot of buzz about, so I'm interested in checking out Troll Hunter. You heard about this?
Yeah, I've seen the trailer for that. It looks really bizarre.
Yeah, it does. So it looks like kind of a lost footage combination, yeah, horror movie, lost footage movie, some comedy thrown in. So I've heard lots of good things about
it. Footage movies, yeah, but except it's with giant monsters. So,
and then on the other end, if you go to the right of that row, a movie, another kind of indie movie that I enjoyed a great deal, and I think I may have talked about on a past podcast, but Win-Win with Paul Giamatti.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of good things about that one.
Very good. Just like a gem, you know, one of those little gem movies. You know, there's not really a negative, cynical bone in its body, you know, and it's, my wife and I met a couple of friends. We went up to Concord to see it in their little indie movie theater with my first experience there, and it was very cool, actually. So, I would recommend Win-Win, especially if you need to, like, cleanse the palate. If you watch, like, Hostel 3 or Saw 6 and you just want something that has a little more, you know, pop to its step, check that out. And Giamatti is awesome, as always.
Now, you reviewed this Roger Corman collection of the four Sword and Sorcery movies.
Yeah, is that here? Is that released this week?
Yes, it's under the R's.
R's. I must have missed it. Huh, okay. Why am I not seeing it?
I don't know, Roger Corman's cult classics.
What am I missing? Look! I have to take your word for it.
Okay.
Yeah. Under the R's?
Yeah, it's right in between Road to Nowhere and Rounders.
See, there, very good. Thank you. Yes, that's right. Death Stalker 2. Let's see. What else? The Warrior and the Sorceress and Barbarian Queen.
That's the one with David Carradine. Yeah, I've never seen that one. I've always wanted to see that one.
All right, well, here's your chance. I'm not gonna say too much else.
I have seen the two Deathstalker movies.
Now, how about this? For probably like that review I read for Conan with the emotionally stunted adolescent, whatever, you know. Talk about emotionally stunted adolescents. Uncle Farts Dirty Movie. I mean, wow.
Well, they know their audience, I guess.
What else do we have? Anything jumping out at you?
Let's see. I guess not big Hollywood releases. We mentioned Rounders, Bruce Willis, and Hostage. It's coming out on Blu-ray. Let's see. Blitz was the crime movie with Jason Statham. Lots of stuff.
That's right. Ernest Scared Stupid. Everyone loves that. Whatever happened? Is he still alive?
I'm afraid he's no longer with us.
Jim Varney is no longer with us. Correct. That's correct. I do remember. So there's a way you can memorialize him, I suppose. Hey, The Beaver with Mel Gibson.
Oh, is that out already?
Yeah. Right. Oh, how about this for a flashback, Mac? Baby, Secret of the Lost Legend.
Oh, yeah. One of the great mid-80s E.T. ripoffs.
That's right. Except it's a... like a very choppy, animated, you know, animatronic Brontosaurus. Yeah. All right, well, feel free to peruse and click and purchase and support The Verdict with your purchases through this. So, inadvertently, Susie Sony DVD release of the week, Mac. What do you got?
Let's see. That's a toughie.
Yeah, I'm looking too. I'm... doing too much here.
All right, how about just upstairs, downstairs?
That's very good, actually. That's good. How about play it to the bone?
There you go.
All right. Okay, so ambush topic time. Random topics that Mac and I are going to throw at each other. So here you go. I just saw an article, Mac, that said New Hampshire was recently voted as the number one state to raise a child. So pick a movie venue of the number one worst place to raise a child.
Let me see. Okay, how about the future from Blade Runner?
Okay, why would that suck so much?
Well, for the thing, you know, it's like never daytime and it's always raining.
That would suck.
I think there's a line in there how it's like acid rain or something. So
just nonstop like depressed children, nonstop depressed children.
Right. Yeah. And you go to that little diner place where they eat that awful food from the guy that serves you from the little cart and. You remember that from the beginning of the movie?
Oh, that's right. That's right. So it's a joyless, dark...
Right, the dystopia.
I guess any dystopia would work, but that would particularly suck, I suppose. Yeah.
And plus, always worrying about whether or not your schoolmates are a replicant.
That's true.
No, it's your first day of kindergarten. You have to sign up for the Voight-Kampff test, and the guy comes in with the briefcase. Yeah.
We're talking about early childhood traumatization.
Yes.
Well, for me, I believe there's only one correct answer, and that is India, circa whenever Indiana Jones and Temple of Doom was happening. Because guess what? You're getting scooped out of your mother's bosom in your village, and you're working for Pat Roach, kid. you're swinging that pickaxe, and if you mess up, you're just getting whipped. So, yeah, I mean, what kind of life is that if Indiana Jones doesn't show up, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Well, there was the one kid was like not the king, but the
Maharaja.
The prince, yeah, the Maharaja. So he had a pretty good deal going on.
Yeah, but that's one out of 2 million. So if you're not that one, you're pretty much screwed. So,
of course, you know, but then they go back to their village at the end where all they eat is those bugs with the slime.
That's right. So do you think that's a good question, Mac. So do you think after those kids were freed from the mines and ran home and embraced their parents, then they just took one look at the green sludge they had to eat? Like, maybe we didn't have it that bad in the mines. And plus, you know, that place didn't even treat illegal immigrant children well. I mean, Short Round, you know?
That's right.
He got tossed in the irons almost immediately. Although apparently he was slightly, he realized how easy it was to break out, just whacking away at this chain. So, okay, very good. What's yours? We're making excellent time here.
All right. For mine, we're turning to comedies. It's just scenes that crack you up no matter how many times you've seen them.
Ooh, very good, Matt, because I was just thinking about something and laughing to myself about it. There's a lot of those. This is an excellent topic. There's a lot. Let's see. Well, one that jumps to mind that I used to just always laugh about, no matter what, was in The Naked Gun when Frank Drebin is going after the guy in the hospital and the guy throws a towel at his face.
Right.
Or a pillow. Throws a pillow at his face. And he just grabs a pillow and just screams like he just can't get it off his face. Funny. Let's see. I know this is like cliche. This is guy cliche, but pretty much anything the judge does and says in Caddyshack.
All right.
To me, like any clips, like you'll see GIFs or clips, any of them come out with a judge. Like I've heard it stated that, you know, if you don't think the judge is the funniest character in Caddyshack, then you're missing the point, you know?
Yeah.
I want a hot dog. I want a hamburger. I want french fries. You'll have nothing and like it. Fantastic. let me keep thinking. What do you have?
I went with the impressive clergyman from The Princess Bride.
Oh, really?
And his big speech there at the wedding.
That's a winner. You're not going to do it, are you?
Because I can't do it as good as he.
Yes.
Those who know the movie, they're all nodding their heads.
They are, correct. Right now. I'm trying to think of like just movies that I find hilarious. There's a lot of stuff in Top Secret that I love dearly. Okay, here's...
Oh, man, yeah. I haven't seen that movie in years.
So many gags. One gag that I absolutely love is Val Kilmer, they're crawling on their bellies to try to infiltrate the stronghold, the East German stronghold. And Val Kilmer, he runs right into some boots, you know? And he looks up slowly in the camera pants, and they're just a pair of boots. To me, that's just fantastic. Yes, anything from Top Secret, like the airplane, even the airplane 2, which I know is sometimes considered inferior to the first one, which probably arguable, but anything William Shatner does.
Yeah, Shatner just owns that movie.
That's right. So, you know, we don't have a tower. Why am I not informed about these things?
And the guy who makes the noise for the door before it opens.
You know, that's good. Or Shatner going up to this guy asking about the piece of equipment. He says, well, as far as you can tell, all it does is have these blinking lights. And beyond that, there's no other function at all. And that's kind of an underrated movie, actually. But you're right, Shatner does own it. And I think he has a pretty good time mocking his kind of stereotype, you know, performance, so.
Yeah, he totally does. Yeah,
Man, that's good stuff. All right, I don't know. I could probably go on all day. That's a very good. Now I want to watch like all those movies right in a row.
I know.
Oh man. All right. Well, I think that's it, Mac. I think we are done for this edition of Friday Filibuster. But before we, I should have said this last week. But thanks to our listener Tom, who sent me a cassette read along. Book Willow movie book.
Nice.
It was a movie book with a cassette too. So nice. Thank you, Tom. That's like the first and best thing that anyone's ever sent from our listenership, and I don't think that'll ever be eclipsed. So unless you gave, you know, I suppose a read along of Gymkhana, that'd be fantastic. So, a Gymkhana children's storybook. I need to get working on that.
That'd be pretty sweet.
That would be pretty sweet. So, all right, but that's about it. So, thank you for listening. Friday Filibuster, DVDVirit.com is our email. Mac, take it away.
Humongousaur.